Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Do you remember what I told you about a covenant? It's so serious that the individual says, I will fulfill it all the days of my life. Well, guess what? God will never die. I said, God will never die. That means God's covenants go on literally throughout eternity. In Matthew 8 and 16, it shows us that the fulfillment of this scripture really relates to Jesus Christ. It says, when the evening was come, they brought to Jesus many that were possessed with devils, and he cast the spirits out with his word, and he healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. That's the verse I just read to you from the Old Testament. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. So through his coming, Jesus expressed God's desire to heal everyone spiritually, physically, and emotionally. Spiritually, we find in Mark 2 and 17 where Jesus said, those who are well have no need for a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. God wants you to be healed spiritually. Now, this is very important, folks, because it's only spiritual healing that brings salvation. Accepting Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord opens the door to your relationship or covenant with God. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him, accepts him, shall have eternal life. Those who reject him do not have eternal life. They shall not see eternal life because the wrath of God will remain upon them. Folks, the only way you can have eternal life and live in heaven with God is through accepting Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. He is the door. He is the glue that brings us together in covenant with God. The Bible tells us that Jesus came to bring emotional healing as well. In Matthew 11 and 28, Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle, and you will find rest for your souls. So many people are burdened down emotionally today because of the horrific things they have suffered in life. I want to let you know today that Jesus came to give you emotional healing. It comes through the covenant. It comes by accepting him as personal Savior and Lord. And let me just say this. There is no sorrow that the Lord cannot heal. Jesus Christ is the miracle worker. He's God. So you need to give him your sorrow. Give him your pain. Give him your abuse. Give it to him. And he will take it. Often we hold on because we're so hurt. But God says, no, release it. He says, cast all your cares on me because I care for you. Jesus came to give you emotional healing. And also he came to give you physical healing. The Bible says in Matthew 12 and 15, great multitudes followed Jesus and he healed them all. In fact, the Bible does not show us anyone Jesus refused to heal. Now, please let us consider this, because I know that many times people wonder, well, does God want me to be healed? Well, I'm going to say it again. The Bible does not show us anyone Jesus refused to heal. Therefore, you should always believe for your healing. You say, well, I want the will of God to be done. Listen, God's will is going to be done. God wants you to believe. God wants you to believe for your healing. Because now you've got to remember something about doubt. You're not sure. But doubt destroys the effectiveness of God's word in your life. In fact, James 1 and 6 says, let him ask in faith without any doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of a sea driven by the wind and tossed. Let not that person think that he will receive anything from the Lord. So all the prayers you pray, if you keep doubting, well, maybe God wants me healed. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe God wants this job for me. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe I really don't know. Listen. Your doubt will destroy your answers to prayer. Everything you believe should be based upon the word of God. Amen? So it's important for you to know what God's word says. Now, there was a leper in Matthew 8 and 2, and he said, Jesus, if you are willing, if it's your will to heal me, you can heal me. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. Now, he was a leper. But Jesus reached out and touched the man, saying, I am willing, be clean. And immediately he was cured of his leprosy. See, Satan tries to create doubt in our hearts concerning if it's God's will to heal us, to help us, to bless us. See, what he's trying to do is he's trying to block your miracle from God. But Jesus says, I am willing, believe. God is willing to heal you. God is willing to touch you. God is willing to answer your prayers. You've got to remember that your faith and trust in God's word plays a very important role in the answers to your prayer. So don't take it casually. People are healed based upon what they believe. That's a profound statement, but it's very, very true. One day I received a call from a woman whose husband was a Christian and dying of a brain tumor. So I encouraged her, according to the word of God, that God would heal him. At the close of the prayer that I prayed with them, she thanked me for the fine prayer, but then she said to me, we were never taught in our church that God still heals today, so it's very difficult for us to believe now. We are so sorry, and she hung up the phone. I was stunned. The woman had called because she was desperate, obviously, because in her church they were taught God doesn't still heal. But apparently she was desperate. She called the ministry, and after praying, she made that confession. Based upon what we believe in my church, healing does not exist for today. You have to decide yourself, are you going to believe the word of God or what somebody tells you? That's why it's important for you to know what the Bible says. You need to know that God says, I am the God that heals you. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God has not changed his mind about healing. Somebody say amen. Now, Jesus asked all those who approached him if they believed that he could heal them, but he never asked them if they wanted to know, is it his will to heal them? Think of this. His question was, do you believe? Not, do you believe that I want to? And that's because the people saw Jesus healing the sick. He did it without discrimination. He didn't say, hey, you come over here. I'm going to heal you. You, I'm not going to heal you. Just wait a little while. We'll decide. Jesus never did that. The Bible says the multitude came to him and he healed them all. Repeat after me. The multitude came to Jesus and he healed them all. That means Jesus wants to heal me when I'm sick. If you believe it, give God a hand of praise. And folks, we are human beings, which means we are subject to become sick. You have to decide. Sometimes you'll have situations that are grave situations where someone can even speak against your healing. You have to decide, do I want to be healed? Do I believe God wants to heal me? Well, I'm telling you today, of course, according to the Word of God, God does not pick and choose, because God is not a respecter of person. Jesus healed without discrimination. And James 3:9, it says, if you favor some people over others, you are committing sin. Hello? Jesus did not sin, neither should you. For the person who keeps all of the laws except one, listen, is as guilty as a person who has broken all of God's law. That's something to ponder. If God heals one person, He'll heal all people. All people who believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and obey Him.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through His mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to His will and to His plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
In Matthew 9:27, it says, as they went on from there, two blind men followed Him, calling out, "Have mercy upon us, Son of David." And when He had gone into the house, the blind men came in behind Him, and He asked them, "Do you believe I'm able to do this?" They said, "Yes, Lord." Then He touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, be it unto you." And see, this is what you've got to understand about healing. God can heal you. According to your faith, you'll be healed. There's nothing God can do. The Bible says with men, some things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. God requires that you believe. Now, remember what Jesus said. He said, when you believe, you'll experience miracles. If you believe, you will experience the glory of God. Why? Because unbelief prevents God from performing miracles and answering our prayers. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God, because everyone who comes to Him must first believe. Now in Mark 6:4, it talks about Jesus and His ministry in His own hometown, Nazareth. It was totally ineffective, or mostly ineffective. Jesus told the people, a prophet is honored everywhere else except in his own hometown, among his relatives, and his own family. And because of their unbelief, He could not do any mighty miracles among them except place His hand on a few sick people and heal them. The Bible says He was amazed at their unbelief. Is God amazed at your unbelief? When something happens to you in your life, an atmosphere of unbelief can prevent healing and your answers to prayer. And that's the reason why you have to watch out about the people that are around you, especially when you're sick, because it can affect your healing. The Bible tells us that Jesus confronted unbelief. In Mark 5:35, there was a man named Jairus, and he asked Jesus to come to his house and heal his daughter. Well, there was another woman, a woman with the issue of blood, you remember that. She touched the hem of His garment, she was healed, and while Jesus was still speaking to the woman, there was a messenger that came from Jairus' home and said, "Your daughter is dead. There's no need to trouble the master now. But immediately, Jesus, ignoring their comments, he said to Jairus, don't be afraid, just believe. Immediately, Jesus replaced fear with faith. Some of you have heard me tell this. A man had just found out that he had cancer in the doctor's office. But his wife said immediately, cancer is just a name. And Jesus has a name above every name. Folks, it changed the whole situation. In time, the man was healed and cured. Now, in Jesus' situation, it goes on to say in verse 37, then Jesus stopped the crowd and wouldn't let any of them go with him any further except Peter, James, and John. See, Jesus selected those to be around him, but he did not even invite all of the 12 disciples. Are you listening? Especially Doubting Thomas. He didn't want Doubting Thomas in that room. I spent a month with this gentleman who was healed from cancer, and I kept everybody out, even his presbyter. He couldn't see him. Because people need to believe that God's going to heal you, especially when you're going through a very, very serious disease. It's so very important. The Bible says when Jesus came to the home of the synagogue leader, he saw the commotion, he saw the weeping and the wailing. And he went inside and he spoke to the people and he says, why all this weeping and commotion in here? The child's not dead, she's only sleeping. Now, why did he do that? He spoke words to change the atmosphere. Is anyone listening to me today? When something happens that seems like a disaster, you've got to speak a word of faith and change it. You've got to change the atmosphere. When people say, oh, you're sick and you're coming down with this and this and this. I remember my wife, she went to the doctor and the doctor was making up all kinds of things. She said, I don't have that in Jesus' name. You said, she didn't. Yeah, she told the doctor in Jesus' name, I don't have that. You better be bold. You better break every word people place on you. The Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. Well, I just want to be polite. You'll be dead. So polite, you won't be saying anything. You've got to do it. Jesus changed the atmosphere by his words. He said, why are you weeping? What's all the commotion? She's only sleeping. The Bible says they laughed him to scorn. And Jesus threw them all out. Then he walked over to the girl's father and mother and took his three disciples that believed for healing into the room. And the little girl was laying in the bed, dead. Jesus walked over to her. He took her little hand and he said, little girl, get up. And the girl who was 12 years old immediately stood up and began to walk around. See, she was sleeping. God can change your situation. I said, God can change your situation. Cancer is just a word. Diabetes is just a word. Hypertension is just a word. See, all of these things are just words when it comes to Jesus Christ. The Lord can heal you. If you believe. The Bible says her parents were absolutely overwhelmed. And Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone what had happened. That's kind of hard. She comes, the little girl's walking out. She was dead. Now she's walking out. Don't tell anyone what happened. Well, you figure that out. And he commanded them to give her something to eat. I'm going to say it again. We never find Jesus refusing to help or to heal anyone who believes. See, to show God's desire that people should be healed, Jesus was not only healing people, he gave his disciples the authority. Any disciples today? He gave you authority and power to lay hands on the sick. Have you been doing it? I'm not talking about in this church. I'm talking about in your home. Even when you're sick, are you claiming your healing in Jesus' name and laying your hand on yourself? See, Jesus said these signs will accompany those that believe in my name. They'll drive out demons. They'll speak in new tongues. They will place their hands on the sick and they will get well. See, it's time for us to realize we can pray for the sick and God will heal them. That's what the Bible says. See, the scripture says that he called his disciples to him and gave them authority to cast out evil spirits and to heal every kind of disease and illness. It's time for you to start praying for people you know, people on your job, when it's a good time to do so, witness to them about Jesus. Because really, folks, the Lord has given us healing as a witness to people that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The Holy Spirit wants to confirm to people that Jesus Christ is Lord, that the Word of God is true by confirming God's Word with miracles. So I want to encourage you today to believe God for healing today. As you do, speak the Word of God as you pray for yourself. Mark 16 and 18, Lord, you said, when I lay hands on the sick, right now I'm sick, I'm laying hands on myself, I will recover. And James 5 and 14, it says, if anyone is sick, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith will save the sick. The Lord will raise him up. Just remember this, you don't raise anybody up, the Lord is doing the work. Well, I just don't know how it's going to happen. Number one, believe and have your faith in the Word of God. It has nothing to do with you. Believe God has the ability to do all things. How many of you believe that? Then you can pray for the sick. Because it is not your word, it is the Word of God that you need to quote. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2 and 24, Jesus himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, by whose stripes we were healed. I want to encourage you this morning to begin to pray for the sick. Start with yourself. When you're sick, don't always just run for an aspirin. Don't always run to the medicine cabinet. Say, the Lord says, if I lay hands on the sick and I'm not feeling too good right now, I'll be healed. Believe it in the name of Jesus. Speak it over your own life. When there are other people around you, sometimes they'll say, I'm sick. They may not know the Lord. That's your opportunity. You know what? Jesus Christ is a healer. And he'll heal you right now as I pray. You say, what? Yes. What? Yes. The Holy Spirit will confirm the Word of God with signs following. Repeat the Word of God and say, Jesus, you said if I believe in your name, I'd lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Sickness, go. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, confirm the word. They'll be healed. Now, when they're healed, don't faint. It's supposed to happen. It's time for the Church of Jesus Christ to believe God's word. God is a God of miracles. He wants to show you, not only for your healing, but for the healing of others, so they know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and only Savior of the world.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is part two of Delayed and Answered Prayer. Now, Pastor Steve has a prayer for you.
Well, my friends, these are sobering times in which we live. But God is still on the throne. And as long as God is on the throne, and there's no one who can take him off, by the way, all will be well with us. So why don't you pray with me now? Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love, your mercy. You are the Almighty God. You have all the answers. We thank you because you are the God of love, the God of peace. Your word says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under your shelter of protection. Father,
Whatever the need is, we're praying that you would meet every need of every listener today. We are believing for divine intervention in all of our situations. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Amen.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.